are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Good evening and welcome to another very special episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show. Are you the parent of a high school student getting ready to attend college? Are you a current undergraduate student, or are you someone who is thinking about going back to school for an advanced degree? If so, then are you also completely overwhelmed with the whole college preparedness process? Well, join the club, because as the parent of a high school sophomore, I'm getting ready to embark on this journey too. But do not despair. I got you. Help is on the way, because tonight we are kicking off the launch Getting Prepared for College Education series here on There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God, and it is my transparent journey of how facing my own truths has allowed me to grow in all areas of my life while walking in my life's purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover your life's purpose. And in doing so, together we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us from 7 to 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. So with that said, thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, you know this platform works because of you, our faithful listeners. You help to drive the show, and that is why we always want to hear from you. But with the start of this new series, we have a lot of great information to share with you, and we want to make sure that we are able to give our expert consultants an adequate amount of time to provide you with all of the information, tools, and resources that will help you to navigate your way through the Getting Prepared for College process. So we are going to change things up a little bit about how we address your questions. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to please email all of your questions to me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, and then we will compile those questions by topic and address them on air during our question and answer segment on the show that addresses that particular subject. Excuse me. Once again, email all of your questions to thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, and we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. So now we're ready to get started, and I'm so excited. Now, you've heard me say this repeatedly on this show, because I am a firm believer that God always gives you what you need and when you need it, including the people who will help to hold your ladder as you climb after your destiny. And you know what? My special co-host for this series is one of those people that God has assigned to help hold my ladder and for me to help hold hers. She has been a guest on the show before, so she's definitely a friend. And it was after I saw the new thing that God was doing through her and her team that I immediately reached out to her, because I really feel that the service that she is providing is so necessary, is so needed. So I am grateful to have her joining me as my co-host throughout this series. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming back to There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show, Deborah Williams, the CEO and founder of A Fresh Start LLC and the creator of the Launch Soaring Into Higher Education Consulting Program. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and be on your show and spread the good word to the community. We are so excited.
Oh, you and I have been talking about this for some time, so you know I'm just off the, oof, I'm just over the moon about this show because it is it's so much great information that you're going to be providing to the listeners. So, yes, excited is not even the word to describe how I feel right now. And it is my pleasure to have you and your team joining me throughout, like I said, this much-needed series. But before we get started, I want to take a moment to advise all of the parents or students who might be tuning in that this is probably a good time to get a pen and paper so that you could take notes. And also let me advise you to please make sure that you stay tuned for the entire show because I will be sharing with you all the details about the Launch Preparing for College giveaway, which is valued at over $500 that Deborah and her consultant team will be offering to one of our faithful listeners. So please stay tuned. You have to stay tuned to get all the details. They're going to miss out on all of the information, right, Deborah?
Definitely. You have to stay tuned.
Absolutely. So, Deborah, let's get ready to get started because we have a lot to share. And this is our introduction show. We wanted to kind of do this show just to let everybody know what to expect throughout the series. But first, Deborah, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your company, and what was the inspiration behind why you started the launch?
Okay. I was looking for a part-time job, to be honest, and I was thinking about how can I make money for the summer. And a friend of mine wanted me to help her daughters, which are twins, to apply for scholarships just to see if I can look for a research scholarships for them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So in the process, when I was looking for scholarships or doing the research for the twins, I decided that this is a special need for more than two students. This is nationwide. Yeah. Every parent needs someone to assist and give them the information that they do not have or reach out to different other locations for scholarships. So once I started researching, I talked to a group of my friends, and which is my team now. The ladies are awesome from different backgrounds. And some of them are mothers who have teenagers that went on to college, which they researched and saw that scholarships worked for them, which a lot of them are attending HBCU schools and some are not HBCU schools. Mm-hmm. And they use this program, not just our program, they use it on their own to research money, you know, to locate money for their daughters. And it was through scholarships for some of them. And the problem is that a lot of parents do not reach out or research scholarships because of the opportunity. They do not think they will, you know, qualify, or it's just a too much information for them to obtain for their children. So they stop. But there's so much money out there. I mean, so much money, billions.
Wow.
But
and, you
it's
know,
the
I've
time.
Heard that I've heard that before. People just they say they're so much money available, but because people don't know about it, they don't apply.
Correct.
And,
yes.
you know, so a lot of students end up then in debt because of student loans.
Yes, yes.
And we
have, all know about
that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I don't even want to. That's a whole nother show. Oh,
yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. And so that's one of the things that I've been talking to my daughter about. She knows the importance of keeping your grades up because you keep your grades up, you get involved, and you do well academically and have all the other things that go along with that. You could pretty much write your own ticket. But you just
have to
make sure that you do your due diligence. And, you know, I tell her and my son, you have a mom who's here standing in the gap with you and, you know, willing to do that work with you because it is an overwhelming process. So I am just so ecstatic that thank you for your obedience and for your vision to create such a relevant and necessary service because, you know, like I just said, I could definitely speak from experience that, you know, as the parent of a high school sophomore, and although she's in 10th grade, the process starts now. And I've begun that college preparation process. And when I started looking at all the information that was out there, oh, my God, my mind, I almost blew a gasket. I didn't know where to start.
Overwhelming.
Oh, that's not even the word for it. It's, you know, so let me ask you this, Deborah. You know, despite the fact that the process can be overwhelming, what would you say is another reason why you feel that this type of series is needed?
Because the lack of knowledge. I was speaking to a parent this evening, matter of fact, and a lot of students qualify for scholarships, but they're afraid they do not qualify mentally.
Really? Oh,
because
wow.
Because this was today. This is a senior with a 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt that he cannot afford to go to college because of their income, which
Ooh.
There are so many scholarships out there for family income, you know, like their base, a very low income family base, based on their criteria. There are scholarships, but they do not have a tool to research. And not that, I take that back, they do not have a tool. The students can go to their counselors. That's the first step they should do. But a
right.
lot of students do not initiate that. You know, they just assume, or they'll wait till the last minute in their senior year, and then they're
yeah.
rushed.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that deters
yeah.
them. You know, that really deters them, and they feel that, you know, I'm not going to waste my time and apply for these scholarships if I really don't qualify. And that's why we always suggest that the parents should start around the ninth grade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you and I had this conversation off air. It takes a village.
It takes
a village, and it starts, I think, because a lot of these students might feel the way that the gentleman felt that, you know, who you were speaking of, that, you know, they don't know, and so they don't feel like they qualify, and so they're not going to ask those necessary questions. And if somebody is not there to kind of coach them through the process, it's going to stop right there.
That's correct.
And
then especially,
you know,
if their
yeah.
parents work a lot.
Right.
You know?
Because I know when I started talking to my daughter about the whole scholarship thing, her eyes got wide, you know, like a deer in headlights, like, Mommy, you know. And I'm like, Amani, I'm here to help you with this. I'm not going
right.
to just throw
Correct.
You out there and let you drown, you know, sink or swim type of concept. I am here to help you through this process. We'll learn it together, and we'll reach out and, you know, look at all the resources that we have at our disposal, you know, utilize your counselors, utilize your instructors or whoever in the community. And thankfully, you know, she has an awesome Girl Scout troop leader who is so very instrumental in making sure that these girls are going to be prepared for college, and I'm so thankful for that. So, but not that the average student may not have that village, and so
that's correct.
That is another reason why I wanted to do this series, so that if you have a computer, if you have a telephone, you can tune in and get the information, and then maybe
mm-hmm.
that will kind of be a catalyst to help them get started. So I'm hoping that this will serve as that, you know.
Right, exactly.
So when we put our heads together to try to figure out this, you know, what was the best information to present to our listeners, I think we came up with a pretty good outline. So, Deborah, why don't you take this time to kind of share with our listeners what can they expect to learn throughout the 7-part series that you and your team will be presenting?
Okay, great. What we would love to introduce to everyone is that the purpose. What is your purpose first for going to college? Why do you want to go to college?
Mm-hmm.
And once they understand why they want to go to college, we create a profile for them. And then this profile is what our team will start building from them. And this is what we'll be talking about in one of our series, is their profile builder. We
mm-hmm.
also will be discussing FAFSA. You know, how do you complete the forms for FAFSA? We also will be discussing, we have an expert who would also have workshops with or tutor them on SATs, ACT preps. We will be discussing preparing for scholarship interview, the questions. Some of the questions very difficult to answer. If you do not have the answer, these questions could cost you $20,000 on an interview. Just had a call with a student today about that, and this is for a huge college. And she's right there, but she has to pass the interview, and she can get $20,000.
Wow.
Another topic we will be talking about in our outline will be research, you know, our resources. What do we use? What could we recommend for everyone to research, the students or the parents? How can they go about looking for this? And then at the end of the series, we'll be recapping everything that we discussed. And, you know, from the profile on down to the interview, FAFSA workshops, these are the main items that the parents and students need to get started.
Right, right.
Once
and,
they have
yeah.
this outline, they should be, you know, this should set them very well on the road for, you know, a scholarship program.
Right. And I think what we I want to point out as well is that we will actually be sharing with them questions from the profile sheet that you
mm-hmm.
guys use, worksheet that you use, and some of the interview questions. And so, you know, they will actually be getting practical knowledge, you know, from these actual worksheets that you actually walk your clients through. So it's going to be a lot of useful information. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of information. So that's why I wanted to tell the parents and students who are tuning in, get your pen and paper because it's going to be a lot of information. But you know what? The beauty of this show and this series is that if you miss it, you can always go back and catch the recorded podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. So because, you know, I'm going to be hosting the show. I can't stop to take notes. So I'm going to be one of those people who are going back and forth to try to get some of the information. Let me ask you, Deborah, in your experience, what has been the most difficult part of the process for some of your clients?
Preparation. And what I mean by that, because we just launched the launch in November, and the students that we have so far we have had as seniors, are seniors, or I have a freshman, college freshman, and the rest are seniors. But what we're finding is that students and parents have waited until their senior year to start researching for scholarships, which this puts a lot of pressure on the parents and the students because they have so much to complete in their senior year already in school. And by our team giving them scholarship applications, or we're mentoring them, telling them, preparing them what they need to do, some of the students are not ready because there's a lot of information. And by giving 5 scholarships, parents may think that's not enough. And 5 scholarships can be up to $20,000, but there's work to be done with each one of them.
Okay.
So when we present that to the parents and the students, it could be overwhelming, but here's the most caveat of it all is that there are deadlines, and those deadlines have to be met. And
right.
if students are not prepared, you know, we can't meet that deadline with that student because they're not ready. That's why we say start early.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't wait till a senior year.
Right. Now, but let me just say, if somebody does wait, are they kind of locked out of getting a scholarship, or is there
no.
still an opportunity for them to be able to get one?
Oh, no, they still have the opportunity. It's just more pressure on the students because a lot of things they have to do. I just spoke to a senior parent today also, and what she's saying is, like, just for example, because of the bad weather that we had, the teachers are trying to make up for the days that the students was out.
Yeah.
With
mm-hmm.
that said, the students are already pressured, and
right.
the scholarship information that we have given to the student, they cannot go in and, you know, prepare for those scholarships because the school has them doing so many scholarships. With that said, the college that they applied for also is requesting for them to complete scholarship information. So, you know, you never know what may happen at that time. That's why we say early. But,
right.
no, it's never too late to apply in a senior year, but you always got to think about what if.
Right.
You know, what? Because when I taught school, my college students as well, I always used to tell them to prepare their homework 2 weeks. If I give it to them 6 weeks in advance, you want to start. Because
mm-hmm.
something could happen.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. And, you know, I think it's really important for us to really stress to parents that, you know, you said it repeatedly, yes, start early, but don't think that it's too late. And, you know that you it's you have to reach out there and ask questions. So don't assume that, you know, oh, it's a done deal, I can't get this, that, and the other, because possibly maybe the student might not be able to start at the particular time that they want to, but maybe if they push their start date back a little bit, you know,
correct,
that might give them a little bit of time. So there's creative ways, I guess
oh, yeah,
is my point, where,
definitely,
you know, the student still has an opportunity. Now, let me ask you, because I know that you're, with your background as a person who helps with people restore their credit and, you know, get on track financially, what would you say is the biggest, if a person does not get the scholarship, and what advice would you give them about, you know, having to take out a student loan? Or do you have any, you know?
There's two things with that. I would definitely recommend for them to take a student loan if the parents cannot afford to take on the loan themselves by going to the bank and apply for a loan. That's two things. The second thing is that a lot of parents that I know already have the money that they have in a savings account that they started when the child is young.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be against taking a student loan. It's just a point of, you know, the interest. And a lot of people, I mean, I have a student loan. A lot of people take a student loan and do not want to pay it back. And then the parents are in debt as well as the child.
Mm-hmm.
What I have learned about student loans, and this is different, is very different in universities or private schools, is that the parent doesn't always have to sign for the student.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of parents to this day have signed for the student, so now the parents are in debt and the student are in debt. But you also have to remember, this is your child's future,
mm-hmm,
and this should be your child's responsibility to pay this money back.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy said than done when other schools are saying, mm-hmm, that the parent has to sign, especially if they're going out of state,
mm-hmm,
and they have to have someone responsible to pay this money back. So the first thing I would ask any school, if my child would have to take out a student loan, if I have to sign for that child, or can my child get this student loan? And I would have, can the child get the student loan on their own? And we have a parent that will come on, Pam. She's one of our consultants, and she will talk to us about that as well, how two of the siblings can get a loan for each other. So that's going to be very interesting as well. I didn't even know, learned something different from Pamela. So she can talk to you about that, because she has now two daughters in HBCU, and that was something new to us. We didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
So that would be interesting. But I would definitely ask that financial aid department if I, as the parent, would have to co-sign that student loan for my child. And this another thing that parents think about is that I don't want my child to have that much debt. And that's something the parent,
mm-hmm,
and the child will have to discuss, because
right,
either the parents have it, and we know some parents to this day are barely making their mortgages because they are paying for their children's student loan. So that's,
mm-hmm,
something to think about.
Right, right. Yeah. See, that's why I'm telling my daughter, you know, and you're absolutely right. We had a, you know, we opened up a college fund for both of our children when they were very young. But we know that, you know, we're praying that she gets scholarships or what have you, because what I've been telling her is, you know, keep your grades up, do well, apply for scholarships. We believe that you're going to get them, so that you lessen the amount of debt that you come out of school with. You know, this way,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
it kind of takes some of the pressure off. You know,
mm-hmm,
not only you financially when you come out, you get your first job, but also your parents, like you said, you made a good point. A lot of these parents are having to sign for these student loans. And then,
mm-hmm,
you know, there you go. You got all this pressure either way. So, you know, I've used that as a catalyst for my daughter. Please continue to do well, and you don't have to come out of school in debt like I did. You know, I wish I had somebody back then telling me the same thing that I'm telling my daughter. You know,
right.
And it was a different day, a different time. Parents back then, a lot of them did not have the opportunity to go to college, so they
correct,
didn't know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they did the best that they could with what they had, you know.
Exactly.
It is what
exactly.
it is. So, you know what we're going to do, Deborah? I think at this time we're going to pause to take a very quick station break, and then when we return, we're going to take the opportunity to meet the launch team. Yay!
All right, all right.
So, everyone, please remember to stay tuned, because at the end of the show, we will be sharing with you all the details about how you could qualify to win a complete the Launch Soaring into Higher Education Scholarship Consultation Package, like I said, valued at over $500, so you want to stay tuned. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. If you just tuned in, I'm your host, Allie, along with my special guest co-host, Deborah Williams, and you are listening to the Launch Getting Ready for College Education series on There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show at uptomeradio.com. That's up, the number 2, meradio.com. And we hope that we can encourage you to join us every second and fourth Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. Now, tonight, we are kicking off the Launch Getting Prepared for a College Education series. And if you have questions pertaining to the subject matter, please email them to me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And we will compile them and make sure that we address all of your inquiries during our question and answer segment on the show that's related to that specific topic, okay? So, before the break, I was having a wonderful conversation with Deborah Williams, and right now is the time when we get to meet the launch consultant team. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Deborah, so that you can introduce your colleagues to our listeners.
All right. Thank you, Allie. My first consultant we have with us is Ms. Pamela Miles, and Pam is one of a great friend of mine as a consultant, and the best thing about Pamela is a mom with 3 graduate students. Well, 1 just graduated and 2 more. So, Pam,
wow.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Pam Miles. I'm retired. I'm a retired probation officer from New York. I relocated to Atlanta a year ago. Actually, this month it made a year. And I decided to join the launch because finding scholarships was a passion of mine. I did it with my 3 girls. I had, as Deb said, I had 3 in college at one time. 1 just graduated, and I still have a set of twins that are juniors now. So the money, you know, we needed money desperately for everybody to go to college. What I did was I just took a break. I sat down. I researched some scholarships. We applied for them. And thankfully, with a lot of prayer and a lot of writing and interviewing, all of them received scholarships.
Wow, wonderful.
Which is really good. We did come, you know, we did need some financial assistance. So, excuse me, what I was able to find out was that siblings can endorse each other on student loans. A lot of people don't know that. So I had 1 girl endorse the other girl, and the other girl endorsed another one. So they each endorsed each other for a student loan. So, and that helped out a lot, too. So they're responsible for that. They understand what they have to do, and they're willing to do that. But in searching for scholarships, there's so many scholarships that people are unaware of. And, you know, it just takes time, and you just have to be willing to go through with it.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you. I look forward to you sharing more information about that, Pam, because you're right. I never heard of that before.
Exactly.
All right.
That just came from me just talking to the people at the student loan office, you know, the U.S. government office. And they'll talk to you if you ask questions.
But you got to know how to ask those questions, right?
Right. That's true. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you, Pamela.
You're
also, I have another consultant, and this is Mrs. Patrice Saunders-Young. And Patrice, also have background with she's a mom, and she has two daughters in college in New York, and she can tell you a little bit more about herself and what she did to help her daughters with their education. Patrice?
Yes. Hi, everyone. This is Patrice. Yes, mm-hmm. I personally have two daughters in college, so I do understand some of the challenges that parents may face. For me, it was a huge because, it, you know, it can be a very stressful and intimidating process.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest thing was, like Pamela mentioned, time. You know, you have to invest the time. If you do want to make sure that, you know, you're not paying out of pocket, or, you know, make sure that you have access to scholarships, you have to spend the time to invest in accessing these resources. And there are a lot of scholarships out there that people are just not aware of. And there's scholarships for people who wear glasses. If you're left-handed, if your hair color is blue. So,
really?
Yes, there are many scholarships out there. You just have to take the time to search. And I'm so happy to be a part of the launch because it does give me great satisfaction to be able to provide some of these resources and strategies to students who are thinking about going to college, or even those who are already currently enrolled in college or just preparing for college in general.
Wow.
You know, we're here to help them navigate the whole college process.
That's interesting. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking. Okay. I wish I could take notes during this show.
That's so true. It's so true. Thank you, Patrice. Well, we're going to bring another expert of mine. This is Tara. Tara is not a consultant. She is our expert as far as a certified educator. And
okay.
Tara is the person who can, she helps us along far as the SATs and, you know, to get them ready for essay preps, ACTs. So, Tara, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Tara Avery, and my background, as Deborah mentioned, is education. I taught high school for 19 years, and I still do some work in education now. I've tutored over that 10-year tutored test prep, essay writing. So basically, to sum it up, what Deborah was saying, I can truly attest to the part about the deadlines and the pressure, because I've taught 9th through 12th grade, and mainly 9th and 12th. And you think when they're in 9th grade, it's like, oh, I got all this time to prepare for graduation in 12th grade in college. And you really don't, because it goes by so fast. And as Deborah mentioned previously, you know, anything can happen weather-wise, school out, anything. And so you come up with all these deadlines, not to mention all the deadlines you have just being in school, final exams, end of course tests, graduation exams. I mean, things are changing, but deadlines to get certified to graduate. Do you have enough credit, community service? And then not to mention, you know, trying to prepare for these tests, understanding the vocabulary, knowing which tests you should take, the SAT or the ACT. Is my score high enough? When is the deadline for the college? When do I retake it? What about the registration deadline? What about extended registration? So it's a lot of pressure that comes along with it. It can be managed and it can be balanced. However, most kids, not to mention extracurricular activities, or if you have a job, or you're trying to help out at home, all these different pressures that come along with that. So what I try to help students with is management, balance, knowing which test to take. I mean, it just depends on the student. You do pre-testing and diagnostic testing and just figure out which test works. And it depends on where you're coming from, because certain states push one test over the other. But the biggest takeaway would be to find out what is the minimum score for each test for the school, and you move from there. And I have a son. He's a sophomore in college, and we lived through that his senior year, meeting deadlines. He missed some scholarships. He got some scholarships. He does have hope. We're still doing some research now. I'm enjoying working with Deborah and the team to help students with scholarships and to give advice even to parents who aren't able to, like, fully take advantage of the service right now. But, you know, being a segue or a link to keep encouraging them to take advantage of the services, or to be mindful even with their counselors, because this, as each consultant has already mentioned, there are several people, several scholarships that you have no idea that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from various places due to various, you know, things, even locally, nationally, that you don't even know about. So
Right. That's
just my part of it, just being able to help and assist with those components when it comes to preparing for the test, passing the test, preparing for the scholarships, and all any other thing that I can help with the team, because I enjoy education, but I like being on this side of it because I can do things a little differently without being
right. Confined
to rules and regulations
right. By
someone else. So I love the freedom that comes with being with this. So
wow. When
Deborah mentioned it, I was on it.
Absolutely. You know what, Tara, I so appreciate you because, you know, my daughter was blessed enough to be able to take a SAT prep class during school the last semester, and it was the first time that the school offered it where she attends, and it really helped her a lot. So I understand, you know, that pressure and the scoring and all of that, because she's at that point where, you know, she's just taken the PSAT. She did pretty well for her first try, but I believe that had she not taken that SAT prep, she might not have done as well. So that is very important. So I look forward to what you're going to talk to us about on that particular show. So thank you so much for your contribution to that.
And parents also should look out for that, what you just mentioned, because my son, it was a lottery, and I ended up paying $25 for it, and it helped him. And he did take the SAT, but he switched to the ACT, and he scored better and higher, but he
okay. Did
take advantage of both of those opportunities. And I have a junior in high school also, so guess where he is right now, in front of the computer doing an ACT prep, free online testing.
I hear you.
So it's work, but it pays off. And Deborah, the one thing just to push you home is start early. Like
that's right.
The PSAT, right. Look at that information and start early. And also scholarships are linked to that too. But yeah, looking at your strengths and weaknesses and starting right there, that's where it starts, because you can't. Some no's can't be turned into yeses because of the way the world is
right. Set
up. So it's better
right. To
start early.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Val.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you, Tara. Well, you know, you always got to have a technical guru for
right.
your team, no matter what. Okay, I'd like to introduce Leslie Montgomery. Leslie is our IT person.
Leslie.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Leslie Montgomery. I've worked in the IT field for over 20 years. I've also worked in the academic arena in universities, worked at Georgia Tech for over 15 years. I love technology just because, and I won't talk about it because Deborah says I make eyes glass over. So I would say
you're one of those tech geeks.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, enthusiast, a tech enthusiast.
Okay, enthusiast. There you go. That's
yes,
good.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm just here to support everyone. Technologically, as well as if students are looking to go into the STEM field, to be an asset or a sounding board for them in that field to see what actually they're looking for. There are a lot of opportunities out there for people of color, especially women, to get into the field. And I think that we look at the field with a tunnel vision instead of a wide range. And I'm definitely going to push people to go into the field. I just love it. That's it. I'm going to move there.
And Leslie,
all you got to do
yeah.
is look at what's going on in the world today, and you have to admit that, you know, technology is taking over. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like you said, the field is wide open for females, and especially African-Americans, you know.
Yeah.
So it's needed.
Yes,
it's needed.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you for your contribution, and you are a tech enthusiast. There you go.
Yeah, and she can. Yes. She is, but she can also tell you there are so many scholarships out there, isn't it, Leslie?
There are
so
many. It depends on what type of field you want to go into, and I'll give. There are also opportunities for students to go out there if they're not prepared to go to school to go and learn in other institutions. There are online classes, which a lot of people don't know about, that we would like to push for people. So a lot of people believe that online learning and distance learning is the easiest way to go to college. It's actually one of the hardest. So there are there are opportunities out there for students to take a class online to get a feel for it so they don't have to pay for it. It is a six-week class, but so that they can understand before they put their money into that if that is the way that they want to go. And
right.
It also is a way to build a network in the community and the field that you're looking to go into. These are accredited universities, and a lot of people don't even know that these type of arenas exist. So, and I tell students, it also prepares you to get ready for college because high school people press you to keep moving, you know, did you do this, did you do this? And when you get into college, no one's looking over your shoulder. You are responsible for your education.
Right, exactly. I tell my daughter that now. I said, you know what, I'm helping you and I'm pushing you and prodding you. I said, but when you go off to school, you're on your own, kid.
Yes. And so a student, and a teacher doesn't care if you did not hand
That's
in your
right.
homework. They're not going to ask you where it is. And you're
right.
not going to say, oh, well, now you get 10 points off. I taught Introduction to Computers. So I just would look at students, and I, like Deborah said, you give someone 6 weeks to do an assignment, and on the 6 weeks they come to you and say, well, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. And the thing is you're, the difference is, you're paying for that class. So you know what? If you
exactly.
fail it and you need it to graduate, you have to
Correct.
Pay for it to take it again.
Again.
So there's a big
exactly.
difference. So I tell
exactly.
her that all the time. So, wow. Thank you so much, Leslie. I appreciate you.
thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
And we have another consultant, Barbara Clifton. Barbara brings a lot of background to the company as well. Barbara's a former IRS person. You know, we don't like that word. But she can get us prepared and learning different things in the background for us. She's a mom as well. And she's very, I can say, technical and fast. She's a researcher. So I would like to introduce to you Ms. Barbara Clifton.
Good evening. My name is Barbara, as Deborah said, and I am a scholarship consultant with The Launch, and I'm excited about researching scholarships so that when students graduate, they're not finding themselves in debt.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love
yes.
that. That is it. That's my goal.
And you see, Barbara's to the point. She's strictly
yes.
to the point, and that's how she researched those scholarships to the point, and I
oh,
love it.
Goodness.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh,
wow.
No problem.
Yes.
And we have another consultant who's not here, wasn't able to be here tonight, and that's Velma Wright, but she'll be on for one of our other series, and she's an educator as well. So this is brings, if you notice, a lot of our consultants have so many different backgrounds, but it all points down to one reason, and that's education.
Yes,
that's what we
absolutely.
Do.
I appreciate all of you ladies, and I know that I'm going to be able to learn a lot from you. I like to call myself a researcher as well. So all you have to do is point me in the right direction, and I'm going to do it. So this is so up my alley right now. I am so ready for being able to learn and help, you know, get my daughter prepared and on the right track. She's, you know, so far she's, you know, Deborah and I kind of talked about where she's at academically and activity-wise, and she's, you know, on her way, but there's still a lot of stuff that I don't know, but I'm willing to learn, and I'm getting her to that point as well and trying to get her excited. So I appreciate all of you. So thank you for your willingness to share your time, your knowledge, and your expertise with our listening audience. You know, this series is really going to help to take a lot of the guesswork out of helping to get our children prepped and ready for college. And, you know, it, you know, as a parent, like we've said repeatedly, it can be mind-blowing and overwhelming. So thank you for your willingness to be a part of helping to kind of streamline a little bit of this and kind of take some of the scariness away. So thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So guess what, Deborah?
What's up? Time
to share with our listeners about the Launch Preparing for College giveaway. Woo, woo. Yes.
All right.
I am so excited about this. So as I mentioned earlier, through the generosity of my beautiful co-host, Deborah Williams, and the Launch Soaring to Higher Education team, we are offering to you, our faithful listeners, the opportunity to qualify for a chance to win a complete scholarship consultation package valued at over $500. Yes,
all right.
That is right. You heard us. Valued at over $500. So, Deborah, please tell us what that includes. What can they expect to get from that scholarship consultation package?
The consultation package includes the student profile. We will include helping the parent complete the FAFSA form and give them five scholarships, probably worth most likely over $15,000, that we will research for them. And we also are their mentor through the whole entire process. And we are there to assist.
Wow. So that's from the start to finish researching.
To the finish. Yeah. It just doesn't end in 30 days. Not at all. You know, we're there with them, and we send them reminders. We may not be calling them, but we are sending them reminders, the student and the parent. So they know what they have to do. We give them a package of information. We give them a spreadsheet. We give them a timeline. So everything is given to them.
Wow.
And this is very time-consuming, but we are dedicated from the beginning to the end. So the students steadily contact us after the fact.
Wow, wow. That's a win-win. I mean, hey, you got to tune into this series. So here we go. You're probably wondering now, how do I qualify for this? Well, it's real simple. All you have to do is tune in to listen to the entire Launch Preparing for College Education series, okay? It's going to be a 7-part series. Now, on each show, we will reveal a secret word towards the end of each show, which means that there will be, although there's 7 parts, there'll be 6 words because the 7th show is a recap show. So collectively, when you put the words together, they will spell out a Preparing for College catchphrase. So it kind of puts you in the mind of Wheel of Fortune, okay? So at the end of the recap show, which is scheduled for April 24th, all you have to do is email me the correct catchphrase using all 6 of the words that you have been given during each of the shows. Email that catchphrase to thelaunchgiveaway@gmail.com. And that's thelaunch giveaway@gmail.com, along with your contact information, okay? Email that catchphrase, and all of the listeners who email the correct phrase will qualify to have your name entered into the drawing to win the scholarship consultation package, okay? Simple. But you know what? The beauty of it is that you don't have to just listen to the live show to qualify, because I know some of you have jobs and what have you and other obligations. You also have the option of listening to the recorded podcast of the show. So we're available on iTunes. We're on the mobile app Stitcher. You could go to the UpToMeRadio.com website and listen to the recorded podcast. So there's so many different ways that you can figure out and hear what the secret word is for that particular week, okay? So there's no excuse for you not listening and tuning in, okay? So if you know somebody who can benefit from the scholarship consultation package, let them know that they got to tune in. It's not too late. The show turns into a podcast after we air live, and then all you have to do is just listen to it to get that word and just keep track of them over the next few weeks that we air the series. Okay, again, that email address is thelaunchgiveaway@gmail.com. All right, Deborah, so now is the moment of truth. Deborah,
okay.
Please give us what is tonight's secret word?
The secret word is with. W-I-T-H, with.
All right. You heard it. The secret word, week one, W-I-T-H. All right. Awesome. Yay. Yay. I don't believe in luck, so I'm just going to say blessings to all of you all who tune in, and hopefully, you know, you'll get a chance to get entered into the giveaway. So Deborah, as we get ready to close out another episode, I want to take a moment to say thank you to you. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for really hearing from God what it is that he wanted you to do with your knowledge and with your expertise. I appreciate you so much. And thank you to your team for agreeing to be a part of this wonderful series and for always supporting me in what I'm doing and believing in what I'm doing here on the Earth's Life After Layup. You are sowing seeds into the lives of so many people. And you know what the word says, if you sow, you will reap a harvest. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Allie. And just one more thing I want to say is this, what we do also is not just for ninth graders through the 12th grade. This is also for graduate students, single moms, single fathers. We help you no matter what walk of life you are. You still can go back to school.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we, if you have a need to go back to college or anything, you know, this is for you, like you said. Mm-hmm. So don't think it's just got to be for your high schoolers. There are a lot of people who may have been laid off from jobs who are deciding to go back for an advanced degree. So this is this is right up their alley as well, you know.
Exactly.
This is what the the show is. There is life after layoff, you know. So if you want to go back to school, there's an opportunity. There may be a scholarship for you, you know.
Yes.
So, but thank you so much, Deborah. I look forward to the next few weeks and the series and all the information that you're going to be sharing. So I want to let everyone know, tune in for the continuation of this series on Tuesday, February 13th, when Deborah and her team will begin the process of showing you how to build a scholarship profile. Okay, you're not going to want to miss that because that's the start of everything. So make sure that you tune in, pen and paper in hand and ready to take notes. And don't forget to listen to all of our past recorded podcasts of the show. Again, if you've missed it, you can access them on There Is Life After Layup show page, which is available on the UpToMeRadio.com website. That's up, the number 2, meradio.com. And all of our past recorded podcasts are also available, as I mentioned earlier, on iTunes and also on the mobile app Stitcher, which is a free downloadable app for your mobile device. So if you're on the go, you can plug it into your phone and listen to it, you know, on the go in your car or wherever you're at. You can find us on iTunes and on Stitcher by just simply searching for Up to Me Radio. And please also remember to follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And don't forget to follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at AllieWard45, and you can also follow Up to Me Radio on Twitter at UpToMeRadio. And please remember to like us on Facebook by searching at There Is Life After Layoff. And Up to Me Radio can be found on Facebook at UpToMeRadio.com. And on behalf of myself and the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us on this journey. We have some exciting shows planned for you this year, so stay tuned as we remain faithful and obedient as God uses us as vessels of change in the lives of others. So until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not giving
in you. worse off than you. Now